We've closed 17 out of 38 core data centers. We've closed another 104 non-core data centers. But there's a definitional issue where suddenly another 2,000 were added. We think they're wiring closets, but they're kind of data centers. So now our number, so that's why that 26% number requires a little bit more thought and discussion. I think, for example, in agile delivery, we just got a portfolio stat numbers from OMB, and we were rated really high. In fact, we went from 240 days to 100 days on average, but I still need to get it across all 299 investments, granted. So I think those are two examples of just preliminary, we got to think about how we look at this. But overall, this hearing was very good. We really appreciate Congress, doing this hearing, and we appreciate the fact that we're getting feedback. And you know what? It's the first test, and we intend to improve our scores, and we will be improving our scores, and we will be obviously submitting a fully approved plan because OMB is going to be working with us to make that happen.
Speaking of the OMB plan, you guys got some feedback recently, or you should be getting some feedback recently from OMB. Generally speaking, I know there's some sensitivities in there, but generally speaking, what kind of reaction did OMB give you about your plan? Where did it, if you can generally again, where did it go well? Where are some areas that you said, we could improve upon?
Details. A little bit more details on making sure that do you have formalized processes and policies in place that are documented and you have them. Show us a little bit more evidence of the data that, you're really doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G kind of thing. And so we agree with that, and we are going to work actively because I'm really excited about doing this because I've been through Klinger Cohen. I'm certified in all this stuff. I'm actually, my background. I've been there, trying to push the envelope, I think, and Treasury is doing a lot of good things. We haven't had a chance to talk about them because we've just been busy doing them. But I will say that you'll see that kind of feedback is what we got, and we appreciate that. The key thing is, however, that we're going to work with them and get this thing done so that it gets approved. I also appreciate the fact that OMB will not let anything get through unless you make the goal and make it happen. So I think that's an important thing. I love it. So our team is excited about it. We're going to kind of make it happen.
I enjoyed when Tony Scott talked about no rubber stamping of these FISMA, of these FITARA plants.
There's no rubber stamping going on, that's for sure. We're definitely getting, and this is good government. This is what it takes, and I'm fine with that.
Earlier in the conversation today, you talked about governance and how this is not about technology, it's about the governance. And when you have that governance structure, and you guys have set one up, when we've talked to your predecessor in the past, other Treasury Department CIOs, they've talked about the governance process. Is this a new type of governance process for you? Are you having to do things differently? Or is it just, maybe you're turning it up to 11 a little bit versus the 10 where it was?
Yes, the answer is we have foundational things. But what FITARA does is not only look at vertical to go down bureau CIOs with CIO, it's horizontal, longitudinal, to go across the CXO. So, for example, am I really reviewing all the acquisitions in the department? Question. And currently, we're not. So that's FITARA. Are we looking at how alignment with budget? Yes, we're doing a lot of things, good things on budget, but can we look at how, like what used to be the old Exhibit 53, is it reconciled with the budget? Are they using the same terminology, and are we tied to a strategy? That's another opportunity. With the Chico, could we have some areas where we can move the process a little bit faster to hire people into government, right? Because we're competing against a lot of the industry, and we're competing against, what people see in TV shows, right? They want to go to the three-letter agencies, They should come to Treasury. This is an important financial institution of the country where roughly a third of our GDP flows through. It's an important mission, right? So all of that is governance. So I think the key is setting that up, but more importantly than that, as I mentioned, the implementation framework, it's really about the stuff below, which is the validation and verification. And when everyone's on the same thing, what happened in CyberSprint was amazing. That's an example of how good government works. Yes, it took some other event outside that happened in government somewhere, but it happens everywhere in industry as well. But we banded together and we made things happen. So I think that's what it's going to take. And to me, that's effective governance.
Interesting that Transportation CIO Richard McKinney talked about using FITARA for the cyber sprint. You made a comment that you guys made a lot of progress on the cyber sprint. Did FITARA come into play? Again, not the exact law, but the CIO authorities and the fact that OMB is coming down saying, you need to do better. Did that come into play as you guys went through that cyber sprint? And now as we enter the post-cyber sprint, what we're calling the cyber marathon?
I think some of the principles of good leadership and management is what we're talking about, and that's what FITARA is about, governance. So in that area, the value proposition was a little different, as we can all imagine. We're all going to be on the same boat together. We're going to fix this thing, right? So that urgency and exigency came in. But it came at a couple of levels. One is our leadership is fantastic. Our leadership in Treasury is amazing, very capable. And they themselves got into the game and were checking with the CIOs monthly, and I was giving weekly status and everything else. Yeah, so that's what it takes, you know. And then I also hopefully exhibit some leadership by really getting it Treasury in some areas where we were not in the right area. And like McKinney said, I'll have to check whether we scored better than him. But anyway, but we were in the top five. And so, you know, the point is it's not more than the score. It's just the fact that that conversation, when we had a discussion on cyber, you started seeing, oh, wait a second, the side door was open a little bit, or the window was a little ajar, or, you know, those kind of things. So we found stuff. And to me, that's the larger picture of what we're trying to do in Cyber Sprint. And I'm happy to report that even on the cyber marathon of the CSIP that's coming up, we saw the latest memo that came out. But we have proactively, inside Treasury, worked with the Bureau CIOs in the governance process and come up with a unity of effort that we're going to do in this area. So stay tuned as we announce that we are really working to make that happen. But what happened in Cyber Sprint is the same principles that should be happening in Fitara. And if you do that, stuff moves and things happen.
Talked a lot about Fitara, talked a little about Cyber Sprint. Other priorities, the Treasury, mission specific. Give me a sense of what you're hoping to get done over the next 6 or 9 months.
Well, we want to be a sustainable and secure digital Treasury that make sure that we provide services. We were one of the first. We were actually the first cloud in the government, right? Treasury.gov. We are now looking at this FISMA High government private cloud that would help us. So we're already in Amazon, but, you know, and I think there are people are getting closer to FedRAMP. So those kind of things. But we still have to have a mobile world. We have to have a mobile world where people can still share, get that information, access the right information anywhere, anytime, securely and reliably. So make that happen. The other is the infrastructure. The ops has to work, has to be very, you know, and finally, of course, has to be secure all the way through. So we're looking at basically allowing people to do their mission and make that happen. Of course, you know that, you know, we still have, obviously, IRS has to make sure the tax season is there. And I might add, in a lot of areas, they're doing a lot of things that are doing, you know, well. But as we do all of this stuff, our challenges are adversaries, you know, attack other places in industry and the government. So we have to be very vigilant in how they're getting more sophisticated, more frequent, more voluminous, more brazen, and get ready for that. So we are balancing a lot of things to make that happen, which is why I think we've been so busy. But I must say it's very satisfying that Treasury has successfully blocked 99% of things that are coming our way so far, touch wood. But I'll also say that we are really working hard to make sure we are not too overconfident. We are absolutely vigilant. So we look at it as like, yeah, that was just yesterday's news. What do we do next? So I think all of that is what we're doing. And this is a very changing world, as you know, in internet time moves very fast.
Just want to follow up on two quick things. From the cloud perspective, you talked about moving, looking at the potentially FedRAMP High baseline as soon as that comes out. Do you foresee consolidating some of those more critical systems in the cloud? Oh, obviously, a government cloud, a treasury-only cloud, maybe?
Yeah, as you know, I was there with Vivek when in GSA we were trying to do what data.gov, federal data center consolidation, federal cloud, FedRAMP, all of that stuff, and I'm glad to see all those programs are working well. But, you know, the main challenge is FedRAMP had to have those continuous monitoring controls, right? And so I think all of that stuff is good. But there's still a lot of controls. There are almost 250 controls you add on FedRAMP plus FISMA. So that's like, you know, like, wow, that's a lot. But we all feel comfortable when we have certain things that are certified at a certain level on FISMA High, then people feel more comfortable coming to the cloud. That is, I think, all agencies have that similar challenge. Treasury no different. Our environment is very sensitive, so we keep it at FISMA High in a lot of areas. So, that's, I think, that's been good, and that's why we've been somewhat vigilant in that area. I will say that in the cloud, that'll be one area we're definitely going to work on in terms of going forward. But really, the things like what we did, the new 10.gov, you know, so that was, we did that in just weeks and, you know, a couple of months, right? So how are we able to do that? Because we have agile delivery and we have new ways to get applications out and make that happen. So I think that's another example of Treasury really going forward. We're looking at a treasury.gov redesign to kind of make that come out and show what we can do so that it's really, mobile friendly, mobile first sort of, all that stuff. So I think cloud first, we're already there. We're going to do all these kind of initiatives. But at the back end, we also got to make sure that we do shared services. As you know, Treasury, first of all, has the TNET program, which is very, very well done. I'd say one of the best in government in terms of 99.99% availability across 120,000 users and 860 locations. We're also doing stuff in shared services to 35 agencies. All of that stuff we're doing, but at the end of the day, we have three priorities: cybersecurity, operations, make sure it's sustainable, and number three is Fitara. And as we do that, our portfolio of $3.8 billion in IT, we're going to be more effective and efficient and hopefully reinvest some of that into DM&E, which is, as you know, is a goal of good government.